down on my penis. Oh. Yeah, laugh.
Right. Thank you very much, folks. I'm so honored to be here, so fucking tired. But it's great, fantastic, and really looking forward to sharing my stuff with you tonight. So thank you so much for having me again. The first poem that I'm going to do for you tonight is called Mentally Ill Word, Find Your Soul. And I wrote this poem for a friend and a mentor in America. And it's trying to find your importance for being mentally ill. So I hope you enjoy. Honestly, I don't know how to write this poem. A great friend told me of the devastation and murder in America, and it broke my heart to tears. Now you may know me, though you died one night in a graveyard shift. I'm stuck in the graveyard myself, probably more tempered than you. But what I can say can change your life. You have to want to accept it as the tap opens and flows. And as I have found my soul of importance from being mentally ill, so can you. A wee little story about a mouse and a frog by a mystic poet. For them to prevail in their friendship of land and sea, they tied a string to tug and pull, to be there for each other compassionately in the heart of middle now. What is your heart of middle friendship made up of in land and sea? Tie a string to the ones you love, and by the tug, you can survive. Maybe you've lost something so dear to you, and I totally sympathize with you. As you read this poetic memoir, you shall see. I had a grandma that died before I could even introduce myself soulfully. And even though I did not remember his hugs physically then and as a man, I sit by his grave in hopes he hears my 15-year-old cries of how to sort my word out. Even though he does not speak back, for I didn't even know his voice, so now I use God as my vessel to talk to others directly, to piece together their shattered lives and my own. This is how you piece everything back into place from this tin roof echoing back as quiet listeners, God. It all comes back to love, and we have all been there. As I sit in the bath with small feet, long toes, nails are carving sharp, as the wet drips off my head. You lie there smoking, and you made those women bleed, even though they were not in their periods. Then I think of Sylvia, the poet queen in the feminist movement, of her Ariel, and I am scared of love and of women. I know I could have made her happy outside the oven door, but because she was my kind of woman, but I wasn't even a thought by then. I took that weekend drowning over those women to realize I must get finely tuned into the right emotional thought patterns. In my natural 26-year-old progression, and you must be patient and thrive for these epiphanies as they come progressively like drug-induced brick shatters, and you will piece them together even through the scruff. When she comes along, it is this, a foreign love, a foreign kiss, that foreign touch all over again. It's all foreign love. When you meet, fuck, and when another goes, you think, why can't they just be happy for once? But you must realize you must be in love with everything in your life, not just your dick or your tits, and for it to be done with grace for enlightenment and excellence. By this time you have realized I am mentally ill and don't go out raping or murdering people. By now you have realized as you read this, you are mentally ill too and looking for something. But it is no excuse to stop believing in a world outside yours. As I look at the biggest star I have ever seen in a friend's smoking balcony, what I have found in my states of debilitation is this. You must travel to find your importance with empowerment through torture, and I have found that I am the zenful dark, and as you travel for this you can never feel. But I died over several weeks to write this to you, knowing I was that star being a natural source to this planet. Every worm that tries to trap you in a trapeze is your own dark surrealist energy to make love and converse without a wine bottle, as the dog lingers love in a stare out of sobriety. Even though I have made ill old women cringe in the corner because of my honesty as my books were hung, but most still smile at my words and letters by the cinnamon sachets in the local shop. You have to reveal the bare, callous knuckles and knife and graze the chin so slightly with gentle liberation. We all have mental ills, but I ask you this from the wet fire, mentally ill word, find your soul. Thank you very much, folks. Sorry, I kind of fucked up there a couple of times. Oh, God. It's been a very long day. This one is called The Dark Wank. And I guess it's wanking for a sense of earthly liberation. It's not as gross as you think it is. It actually has a very beautiful message, what I kind of hope, anyway. So here we go. I hate my heartbeat, yet I work from God, from a renaissance of dark wanks. I wait about in the day thinking the next life is just the same as here, with the same alcoholics and the same faces that pass their turn. Yet I am reunited with them in their blue bags. We never changed in body, mind, or shape, still searching for the same answers, and our profits are even lost. Will any of us really know? Can we truly not just be at peace with Bacon's truth of the pitch? Even I don't cringe at my own obscurity anymore, but from my own obscure thinking, from a renaissance of dark wanks, I see this. The obscure is the death of little hearts that never even had a chance of the change of £100 in their torn pockets. And it will take one solitary man to stand up for Bill's last speech, as he knew he was dying, and to make this happen for a truly happy world out of love and fascination. As I've mentioned before, as I look at myself in the living room mirror, I realize I am only human and only an artist. I would love to be that solitary man, but I cry at my own selfish, penny-dropping charity existence. I can only do what I can from these dark wanks in hopes it will inspire that man. It's not about fame, the heart says to the artist. It is the difference you can make from the words you put together to cause a catalyst for the soul of man and say this: I love you, life. I love you, people. I love this light, and we will always love from this flick. It's not about my death or the alcoholics. Even they and I stood a chance. It's all about the little hearts that died when I surrendered. Just listen to each soul that walks past and you will know what to do straight from God to yourself. Life is all inspired from a renaissance of dark wanks, so go out now and make love. As I've said before, what is reality? When you break it down through its component parts, it's nothing. We are all lost in something we will never understand. But as I see a hunting dog so close to a bird and they want to kiss, I stand at the bottom of the stairs looking up. I walk slowly, escalating to the rim of dark wanks. I am debilitated and centered for the earth to spin in peace from my only heartbeat. Thank you. This one, I'm sure that a lot of yous are probably, well, I'm sure a lot of yous know who Allen Ginsberg is, one of the best poets of all time. And this poem's called Anti-Disestablishmentarianism. And yeah, I know it's one of those words that doesn't really roll off the tongue, so I kind of learned how to say this word while taking a piss. So this is me writing a poetic letter to Allen Ginsberg, looking for significance as a poet and as a person. I really hope you enjoy it. Dear Alan, I have learned what you stand for from your one rhyme, but I don't know if I could ever stature to your grip. I understand from needing song, which is someone you probably knew personally, that I don't need someone to love me the whole day through. But I know I have to howl the love I own the whole day through to life. Is this howl of a sacrificial, poetic heart like Jesus, like you look like, my penance for the mistakes I made as a thief? Is this my heart of frustration, or can I howl longevity without crossing out young and unstable with love? Could I be like you and your love of Walt, living out with a powerful song of the birds? I remember you met him in a supermarket, but I feel your howl everywhere I go. When inspiration hits me, it's like a tin of beans falling on the floor, but I have to be pushed and strained these days for the words to pour out of me like cream on a tart. It is a tart to the crumbling tongue, when I complete from the source of his or hers, its light, as I learn from heat's laughter. I'm tired on in the supermarket with the eyes go on and on, but I know the truth is in the struggle. When I see my many mommies strapped up in tubes and laces, I can't help to think helplessly that is this what it becomes, just like defending ourselves against death until their beaten heart dysfunctions out to the next. As I see a granny, a mother, a sister, a daughter, and many more sit on a warm bench, I ask myself, how does she see life? Can we really tell, Alan, how others see in the supermarket? And I wonder, how did you see life when you looked up from those New York concrete steps? Didn't we experience the elixir of life like she will and is by holding my hand? Because to be potent like we are sober or on a trip, it is all a light elixir of this life from being home. They accept and be accepted as the real elixir of being as successful as your howl is, or the local minority of my 12 subscribers. But the true elixir is the abandon theme and do it like you did and as I do it is just for the pure supermarketed howl love for it all. So we make a difference in this world in our supernatural passing. I know you have seen and felt me, Alan, in my demonic state and recently in the last 60 days, but I've just realized, as passenger would say, I have a restless heart because God kicked me in the soul to step out my front door. I was smoky and fat, waiting for a miracle, but I see, Alan, that I am the miracle. I'm counseling myself from your beard to mine in hopes that Jesus will accept us on his cross, so we too can be a prophet to the people from our words, from Walt and many more. God bless me with a kicking soul. Thank you for letting me write this letter to you for significance here and forevermore. Watch out, Alan, because I will join you with the greats like Robin, etc., and we will discuss the win. Goodbye, Alan. Thank you. Oh, God. I was kind of like, you know, sort of sitting there and like I was performing and I was kind of like, is these, like, are they like, you know, can't come in the hole, bastard. You know, but yeah, I think this is probably the last one that I want to be able to do since I did every rant there. Yeah, this one is called Rejected Hearts. Actually, I was with a girl for 2.5 years and we don't speak anymore, but I actually bumped into her there a few weeks back and she actually cracked a smile at me, which was kind of weird. So I thought I'd run up to the house and, like, you know that I'm not very wishy-washy with dicks and tits and stuff like this, but I was like, I'm going to write a love poem, this is going to be so great. And, like, she always wanted a love poem, but anything that I ever wrote was never good enough for her, like, so I kind of thought, right, okay, I'll write something really great. And it kind of turned out shite. So, I hope you enjoy. There's a few lines that I hope that sort of pass it off as something nice. So here we go. Every breath, every breath, every breath makes me smile. You said you wanted a love poem. As I look into your past, I'm not good at being wishy-washy, though there is so much momentum to embrace. But I'll give it a go, just for you. Forgive me if I stumble, and I won't fear like leather. Can you believe it's been 2 years since we parted? And it took me only a few weeks to realize from text to text that I made the mistake of losing your magic. You walked past me for the first time in 2 years today. I guess it was more of a graze. But you cracked a smile like a wand's touch. That smile I adored, even when you called me a bastard and threw the remote. But I love the way you dress, the way you walk, the look in your eye, and everything about you. I've missed it. I've written and I've performed all in glorious places. Oh, yeah. But the best thing of all in the last 2 years is to have seen your face crinkle a smile once again at mine. And this memory will never leave my soul. I'm just sorry I didn't say hello. If all was in right guidance and our souls from star to star, it would take you like Aladdin and the magic carpet and sail off to a bird sky for a life happy forever after. It's not the sex I remember as I teared my regret in this, but making you come was a pleasure and it was your first and I cramped. But it's the rose petal baths, smiling at each other soaked, and a kiss I remember, because sex is over quick like a lollipop, but a smile and a laugh lasts. If you happen to hear this in your American Pie that we rewind, rewind and rewind, don't sway, because I already did, and it ruined as the song plays. Because smoking and shagging don't get to everything, because I had everything, you, and now lost in haunted memories, because I shouted now and again in a foreign city. Now I crumble into a hermit, as the outspoken poet and curious prophet to clear the void. Writing a love poem, as you see, isn't for me, but I tell it how it is, as a life in pain but filled with so much love that has gone stagnant, because I put a damn stop to it, and they say that's a waste, but I'm already wasted for letting you ill. Even on your egg-stained, red-sauce-stained nightgown, pajama bottoms and greasy hair, I looked over and I couldn't believe I was with a goddess. He said he would have recognized a hot chick, but the beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I need substance, not a spank bank. In the last day and the last moment, this was raw, but it was real. But yes, you were it. You were it. You were it. Now I see we are rejected hearts, and dreams do last only in the mind of the beholder, as I take my heart out for you to let you know I don't fear, because fear is useless in love or life, but I did then and now I have none. But I stand up now to wipe away tears and come with a tissue of lifelong freedom, and I weave it for a sense of peace that you will be smiling every day as I weave in and out. And I don't love her at all from your fear, because what I find is that fantasy is not as good as the real thing. In this, death is needed, but like love, maybe there is more. Every breath, every breath, every breath slows down, as my heart knows it's rejected by yours. But I do this because I was in true love, and I am going to die, and it still makes me smile. Thank you so much, folks.